Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. I love chatting with the future veterinarians out there, and we have a third year veterinary student at Cornell University, and there's so much to unpack with his bio and all this great stuff. It's just a super casual conversation with our wonderful friend, Jeremiah Pouncey. How are you, Jeremiah?
I am great. Absolutely amazing. Excited to be here. Excited to have this conversation. You're great vibes, great energy. So yeah, I'm ready for it.
Thank you. Well, that's why we call it the Vet Blast podcast, Jeremiah. You know, you got to have fun, you know? Yeah. So, okay. To the listeners, I just want you to understand something. This gentleman is just doing incredible work. And I really do mean this, Jeremiah, like the future of veterinary medicine is incredible because of individuals such as you passing the baton forward and to see all the great work that you're going to do. You're already doing great work, but this just warms my heart to see you in this profession. So one, thank you for being in this profession.
Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I'm happy to be here. I feel like I've been welcomed with open arms along with like a lot of my classmates as well.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just a very loving industry. So I'm happy to be here.
It is. And it's a small one too. My question for you, because I always like to know, did you know you always wanted to be a veterinarian? Was there a moment in your, can you think of a moment where you're like, oh, this is it. I need to be here.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like it's a little bit corny, but I'll say when back in elementary school, there was somebody's dad and he came in and he was a veterinarian. So they did like their whole like spiel about being a vet and like what they do. And essentially he was like, as long as you do well in school, you get to play with animals when you get older. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I want to do. So I'll make sure I do well in school so I can play with animals when I get older. And then just kind of like continue to evolve into a bigger dream. Of course, like actually understanding what veterinary medicine is. As I got older, I started reading about different conservation stories, whether it was about the northern white rhino, whether it was like the blue macaw from Rio and why the movie was made even in the first place. So like getting into conservation. So I feel like it's evolved into a much bigger dream. But yeah, it started just because I was told as long as I do well in school, I get to play with animals when I get older. And I took that and ran with it.
I love it. And, you know, I love that you're talking about the veterinarian in elementary school. I think a lot of our colleagues don't understand that at the average age someone chooses to become a veterinarian is 10 years of age average. So that's where you see a lot of us going into elementary schools, just exactly what you had. You had an inspiration.
Exactly.
That really said, huh, I'm curious to know more about it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I feel like it just made it so much more tangible being able to see somebody in the position that that they were talking about, because a lot of the careers like they had talked about different things, but I never really knew what the path to get there was. I didn't really know what anybody did on a day-to-day basis, and even explaining that and having a conversation with a child, they're still able to pick up on little things. They're able to have conversations and formulate their own thoughts. So I feel like giving a little bit more credit to kids and being able to have conversations and trusting that they can do whatever with the information as they please, where they like it, where they don't. But you could be talking to somebody that like me, and it was as simple as I get to play with animals when I get older, and now I'm in vet school.
Yes, I love this. And you are the current president of the Cornell University Student American Veterinary Medical Association president right now, right?
Yes, yes. Somehow, some way. Yes,
that's congratulations. So what does that role entail?
I appreciate it. I would say that it entails a lot of leadership and empowerment on my part in terms of formulating the thoughts of not only just like the e-board, but also the school as a whole. So talking to people, seeing what they would want change within the school, as well as different areas of improvement that they feel like students could be involved in. For example, whether it is improving wellness initiatives, whether it is improving financial opportunities to be able to have travel grants at the school, whether it's having more integration between the DVM students, the public health students that are housed in the vet school, and the PhD students, so that we have some sort of inter-cohort communication, because we're all in the same building, we're all in different programs, but we never really mix and mingle. But those are just like a few things that have been brought up by multiple people that I'm trying to, I guess, like push for. And it takes a lot of, I feel like, leadership guidance delegation, as well as a lot of work on my end as well. But at the end of the day, I do feel like it's just a role of trying to empower everybody that's around me, whether they're on the e-board, whether they're involved in SAVMA or not involved in SAVMA. So I feel like that's the main thing on the school level. But then even beyond that, for example, we were at the American Veterinary Medical Association convention in DC this past, just like a couple of weeks ago, actually. But they had the SAVMA presidents, president-elects, as well as the senior and junior delegates come for the legislative fly-in. So there's also that advocacy on the behalf of the AVMA for like the legislative side of veterinary medicine and the political side of veterinary medicine. So we have things like that, as well as we go to conferences, whether it's SAVMA Symposium, whether it's AVMA convention, and have meetings to increase that collaboration between schools. And we're able to talk to the AVMA, able to talk to the COE, able to talk to AVMC. So I feel like it's a lot, but it's fun. It's fun to say the least.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's piquing your interest in organized medicine. I know that
Absolutely.
there's, I don't want to say a deficiency, but there's not that much interest as it was years ago in organized medicine. I was on the board for the New Jersey Veterinary Medical Association, and I loved it that you could be part of a solution. You know, you can, right? So do you feel that where you're doing now that you have interest in that?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like even in regards, I feel like this legislative fly-in that we just had just a couple of weeks ago, I feel like it opened my mind even more than what I thought that it would, just because it was a completely different environment that I've been in ever. Like we were on Capitol Hill talking to representatives on from the Senate as well as from the House of Representatives, like talking to their teams and having discussions about veterinary topics. And I feel like that was interesting to me, being able to do the research on the front end before we were able to go, and then having the conversations with the different people, and then seeing how it's going to play out in the future. I feel like my mind was just opened a lot more to what actual change can happen and how actual change happens, as opposed to like just focusing on the negative and complaining about it all. Like, you can be part of the solution if you really want to be. And I feel like this role has taught me that there are ways to be part of the solution if you got a seat at the table. So,
Bingo. I'm glad you're able to recognize it now
yeah.
before you become a veterinarian. Because, yeah, if you want to make change happen, be the change agent that our profession needs. It starts with you. That's awesome. And
Exactly.
you're also the Cornell University Student National Association of Black Veterinarians President
Yeah.
25-26. My gosh. So, another great accolade that you're doing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that honestly is, I feel like just one, being a black male in veterinary medicine, it is a woman-dominated field. And in terms of diversity as well, I think black vets make up less than 1 point, as of like last year, 1.4% of the profession. So coming from an HBCU, I went to North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, which is the largest public HBCU in the United States. I feel like I was empowered to not only pay respect to the people that cleared the path for me, but also make change for the people that are going to be coming up behind me, and try and show people that there is somebody that looks like them in the field. Just to try and, yeah, I would say just to show them that we can be in this field and we do belong in this field. So being able to do different mentorship programs, being able to also just build a community of the black veterinary students within the Cornell ecosystem is something that I know I needed. I needed that community. So I feel like I'm taking it upon myself to, yeah, try and lead and be, again, just be that change. I feel like it's to be
Yeah.
able to get the position and take responsibility of the position, just gives me more leeway to enact some change and try and empower other people to do the same thing at the end of the day. Because I can have the title of president, whether it's SAVMA, whether it's NABV, but it's the community at the end of the day
Yeah.
that's making it happen. But yeah.
You're doing it. And love that you're making so much change happen for so many different people. And we were talking before we were recording this that you work with our wonderful friend, Dr. Nicole Bruno. Huge shout out to you, Dr.
Yes.
Bruno, if you're tuning in
Shout out to her.
from Blend Vet, because you know these kids can see themselves. Like, I can see myself as Jeremiah, as a veterinarian. You know, I think that's so important to show that representation. What does that mean to you when you partner with an organization like with Nicole, Dr. Bruno at Blend?
Yeah, I feel like even on, well, yeah, first, huge shout out to Dr. Bruno. She is absolutely amazing. But I feel like being able to, one, just see what she does in terms of go from being a traditional veterinarian, and that's mostly what you see and you think of when you see a veterinarian, you see a practicing veterinarian, but to have that security, just because there's certain job security within that, take that, leave that. And then go into where you feel you have a passion for, you want to pour back into the community and make a viable business out of it, one that can sustain itself, one that can actually generate a revenue for it so that you can take care of your family, that you can take care of the people that help you with it, and also impact the community. To me is, I feel like just insane to see her do that. So it just also gives me more confidence. I feel like it gives a lot of people more confidence just seeing what she does and the amount of impact that she has. But then being able to partner with her, just seeing a black woman do what she does, be loud and proud about who she is, the community that she wants to impact, not backing down, and no matter what. It doesn't matter what you identify as, it doesn't matter what race, anything. Just seeing that and being able to work with somebody like that, I feel like just builds everybody up. So I feel like I've been built up by Dr. Bruno a ton, a ton,
Oh, you hear that, Dr. Bruno?
a ton.
She's awesome. We love her.
Yes.
Okay, so you're doing all this incredible work, and then you're quite the international traveler, my friend.
I
So,
try to be.
right? So, my friends, listen to this. He's changing the world one project at a time. I'm just going to list a few of the places that you have been and done with animals in terms of conservation, which is one of the things you're very passionate about. Primate conservation, you've been at Kruger National Park, South Africa for elephant collaring, rhino horn trimming, wildebeest and antelope relocation, the Sea of Cortez in Mexico for remote villages via boat. You've been in India. What does this all mean to you? This is wonderful.
Yeah, I feel like one of the, like, as I was growing up and I was learning about different conservation stories, I feel like one of the concepts that blowed my mind the most was the fact that species can go extinct. So I feel like one of my unrealistic, but in my mind, some way, somehow, it seems realistic to me, is to make sure that no species goes extinct ever again. So that's where my passion lies within, like, the wildlife conservation world. And since being in vet school, I've been able to have been just fortunate enough and blessed to be able to have different opportunities, whether it's been to go to South Africa, whether it's been to go to India, do work with bears, sloth bears, elephants, birds, learn about these different animals, be able to not only learn about them for myself, but then also capture content and put that out to the world so that other people can also get their sort of dose of the experience as well. And I feel very fortunate and blessed to have had those opportunities, because beyond just learning about the animal side, beyond just learning about the conservation side, I feel like the people that I've met during those different experiences and opportunities are what have changed my life, which is also why I try and travel as much as I can. Just because I feel like everybody has such a different perspective on life. Everybody has so many different experiences. The same way that I'm very interested in, I love sports. I'm a Cowboys fan, Lakers fan. I love anime. Also very big anime fan. But the way that I have spent so much time within those realms is the same way that you, Dr. Christmas, have spent time in different things that you're interested in. And the fact that everybody does that is crazy. And I just want to
Yeah.
learn about everybody's story. So the people that I've met on those experiences have changed my life 100%, and I feel like that's like the biggest plus for traveling. Hopefully I answered the question, but
Yeah, no, you did. It's the person who you are today. You've had all these great experiences. I mean, both as a future veterinarian, but also as a person to see and appreciate different cultures and how they learn and live to respect animals, especially what you're talking about, like extinct species. I think it's wonderful. You touch on something. I want the listeners to understand this. You did an internship with the NFL.
yes. Somehow, some way. Somehow, some way.
What was that like?
Yeah, that was honestly insane. So that was back in my junior year of undergrad at North Carolina A&T. The NFL started this program called the NFL HBCU Experienceship Program. And I had picked up my entrepreneurship minor. I hadn't taken a single business class at all. I was in my first business class. And it was about like sports and entertainment. And the professor said that there was a opportunity to have an internship with the NFL. So being me, I was like, I have no idea what I would bring to like the NFL and like the business side of the NFL. But I was like, why not just put my name in the hat, see what happens. Somehow, some way, got accepted into that internship, and it was one of the most impactful experiences that I've had to this day. Because beyond just what everybody sees the NFL as, which is they play football games on every Sunday, Thursdays, Mondays, they do so much more on the business side. The football is their product, but there are so many different things that they do, whether it's charitable, whether it is other ways to make revenue, whether it's other media endeavors that they go down, whether it's advocating for players, just a whole bunch of stuff that they do. And I feel like it changed my perspective on how I can fit into veterinary medicine just because I do see myself as, well, I will be a veterinarian, but in the same way that you, Dr. Chrisman, are able to do a whole bunch of different things and you have these different facets to yourself, they all make you you, even though you are a veterinarian. I feel like in the same way, the NFL taught me that I can have my personal business. I kind of like seem like if my personal brand, personal business as veterinary medicine, Jeremiah Pouncey, the veterinarian. But there are so many more layers to me. There are so many things that I can do and that I am interested in and want to do. And that is all okay. That's all possible. So yeah, tell me a lot about that, just like shaping my perspective on life, as well as the behind the scenes on the media side, the sponsorship side, the advertising side. Like product placement is crazy. The amount of money people pay for sponsorships is even crazier. The media contracts even crazier. So it's just learning a lot of different things from in the behind the scenes of one of the, I guess, like biggest businesses, media, entertainment things in the world. But yeah, it taught me a lot. Definitely did teach
Yeah,
me a lot.
that's fantastic. Okay, so you're entering your third year of veterinary school. What are you most excited about coming up into your third year? And what are you most excited about when you're going to be a veterinarian?
Oh, I am most 100% most definitely excited for third year surgeries. I feel
Yeah.
like that's going to be very, very interesting, very fun. The way they do it at Cornell is we have three of us on a team. So like there's the doctor role, there's an anesthesiologist role, and there's the assistant role. And each person has a turn in each of those different roles. So I'm interested in seeing how those go, how the team dynamics go and everything. I feel like it's going to be like a phenomenal experience. Some people like adopt their spay cats. So I feel like that'll also be cool too. So super excited about that, as well as getting more in depth about the clinical side. We're going into block 5B for the entirety of the fall semester, and that is essentially all the clinical correlates. So super excited to learn a lot, do those junior surgeries, as well as see what other opportunities just come up. I feel like throughout my entire time in vet school so far, I've had so many opportunities. I could not have planned it out at all. Some things just pop up. But I tend to just say yes and figure out what I need to do after, whether it's the traveling. It's more like say yes. And then I'll figure out the money somehow, some way, and just trust myself that I'll figure it out. So excited to see what kind of surprises me throughout third year as well. And then I would say being a veterinarian, I would say kind of seeing how my journey goes is probably my biggest thing, just because I'm interested in all these different things. And I know when I first get out, I'll be practicing a lot, but I know that it'll like slowly taper out with everything else that I get involved in once I get that like solid. Like I actually understand what it means to be a veterinarian for a few years. So I'm interested in seeing how my future kind of unfolds and how many people and animals I'm able to impact through my work, whether it's practicing as a veterinarian or being able to build different businesses, whether it's the bottled water company, whether that blows up somehow, some way, and I'm able to continue having community impact, whether it is having like being able to fund somebody doing some crazy conservation work in like Kenya or something. I just feel like there's so many opportunities, so much potential.
So many.
So I'm just excited to see where life kind of takes me. Yeah, I don't know if I could say like one thing. I'm just excited for the possibility at the end of the day.
You
If
shouldn't. Yeah. I mean, look what we do in this profession. You already see it that there's so many things within veterinary medicine. The versatility of our degree is so strong and powerful. And yeah, I mean, maybe you'll be in an exam room, maybe you'll be on a farm, maybe you'll be like helping out another country with these extinct species. Maybe you'll be up
Exactly.
on stage or inventing something else. There's so many things that I could
Exactly.
see you doing, and the sky's really the limit for all that you're doing. So I'm so proud of you. As we finish up, there's one word that really resonated with you as well as with me, and I said this to you before, and to the listeners, I invite you to do this exercise, because I do this when I give a talk. I want you to describe one word of you. If I was to meet Jeremiah Pouncey into an elevator, what would be one word describes you? And you say dreamer. And I think it's such an incredible word. And tell me why that really resonates with you.
I feel like within this world, there's just so many possibilities, so many opportunities. And I feel like as we grow up, we just have these wild dreams. We have these wild dreams where literally just our imagination takes us and we just run with it. Run with
Yeah.
it no matter what. We don't think about the logistics of anything. We don't stress about anything. We're just like, this is what I want to do. Yes, this is going to happen no matter what. And you just kind of like have like a dream world in your mind. And I feel like throughout life, there's different things that happen and they kind of deter your vision. They can make you seem like, or make you think that something is less possible, or the road's going to be too hard, so you may need to take this other path to it, or there's no way that this can happen, so I'll just forget it and put up with this. And I feel like at the end of the day, when I get in my head too much and I start thinking about reasons why I can't have what I imagine and what I dream of, I feel like that just makes me, I don't know, like unhappy. So I'd rather just be happy and just dream all the time, and hope and pray that at the end of the day, something amazing happens. It just takes time, effort, energy, but I feel like at the end of the day, whatever you see in your head, whatever you think of, whatever you imagine, no matter how young you are, how old you are, what position you are, you can get there. Even if you want to quit your job today, which maybe that's not like the best way to do it, you could. If you want to be on TV one day, figure out how to get on TV one day. There's a way.
Yeah.
You want to be a millionaire, multimillionaire, you can do whatever you want to. So I feel like that's just how I kind of live my life. And that's also kind of like referencing the past point when I was talking about I would rather take advantage of the opportunity, say yes, and then figure out the details later.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just kind of how I choose to live my life, just like dreaming. Yeah.
His name is Jeremiah Allen Pouncey, a dreamer at heart, a visionary in action, dedicated to making a meaningful impact in the world of veterinary medicine and beyond. And I cannot wait to see what you have in store. And so happy that you joined us. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the invite. You are absolutely amazing vibes, great vibes. Everything you do in the media world is absolutely phenomenal. Everybody that I know talks about you so highly. So it's great to be able to join you on this, and I definitely appreciate the invite.
Oh, thank you for your kind words. Make sure I have to Venmo them later. I really appreciate it. You got a friend over here. I'm so glad we connected. Jeremiah
Likewise.
Pouncey, good luck in school. You're going to do
Thank
it.
you.
You're going to do amazing things.
I appreciate it. I
So
appreciate it.
proud of you. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. And hey, any of the vet students that are out there, if you're interested on being a guest on the Vet Blast podcast, send me a DM and say, hey, Adam, I'd like to be on. I got a story to share with your listeners. We'd love to have you. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everyone.
Love it. Love it.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.